Queen Helen desired to see the wood of the Holy Cross on which the Master was crucified. She longed for it diligently. She did not rest, and by her faithfulness she found it. This day is a day of rejoicing in heaven and on earth for the appearance of the life-giving cross. We bow to the cross, the immortal wood, on which Christ was crucified to save us from our sins. Queen Helen went with 3,000 soldiers to Jerusalem to ask for the cross. The Jews consulted together, saying, We do not show the cross even if we have to die. So Judas prayed, saying, O Lord, the Pantocrator, the Lord of hosts, who is sitting on the cherubim, show us. O who measured the heavens by the span of his hands and the earth with his fist, show your cross for the glory of your holy name. At that time, the earth split into three roads. A sweet, glorious smell spread. When they dug, they found three crosses, and they could not identify which one belonged to our Savior. At this hour, some people passed while carrying a coffin. Judas ordered them to lay it down. On the coffin, they put the first cross and then the second cross, and the dead person did not rise. When they put the third cross, the dead person sat up. Queen Helen kneeled in worship, and the people all together were crying, saying, Blessed is the Lord Jesus and his life-giving cross, upon which he was crucified to save his people. Hail to the cross, the sign of victory that was given to Christians for strengthening. Hail to the cross, the tree up in heavens, whose sweet swelling branches give life to everyone. Hail to the cross, the sign of salvation that Constantine saw shining in the heavens. Hail to the cross that was diligently sought by Queen Helen until she found it along with the nails. Hail to the cross that was put into bitter water, and it was rendered sweet to quench the thirst of the faithful. Hail to the cross that deserved to be believed in by Isaac the Samaritan and all who were with him. Hail to the cross, the pride of Christians on which the Lord was crucified to save his people. Hail to the cross, the lampstand of pure gold on which the lamp, Emmanuel, was lit. Hail to the cross, the wood scepter on which the blood of the Lamb was shed. Hail to the cross on which our Savior was crucified, and he lifted his hands and attracted everyone. Hail to the cross, the indispensable sign in the hands of the highest, like a decorated crown. Hail to the cross on which the Lord was crucified, and he stretched his hands and attracted everyone to him. Because of a tree, Adam was chased out of paradise, and because of the blessed cross, he returned to his rank once more. We ask the tender Lord to grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Glory is due to him forever. Amen.
Enque so enjune pi